Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ. This brisk Sunday morning, January. Right, I wish it was July sometime, but January 19th, 2025. A little brisk outside, below zero, and snow on the ground, but in the wintertime, that's good. That's what it's supposed to be. It's as simple as that. We thank God for that. We thank God you've joined us this morning. We have a little bit of everything for you, some updates and timeless pulpit truth and just a little bit of everything for you. We thank you that you've taken time out of your busy day, your busy week to join us here. We encourage you to be prayed up. We're going to start out, of course, with the pistol prayer. It's what we do here. And like I said, to pray it, make sure you're prayed up. Make sure you've prayed on the full armor of God. It is a type of imprecatory prayer. To call God's wrath down on our enemies. And it is praying God's will. And so we hope you're prayed up. Hope you'll pray it with us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority. We say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release. Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you. For the victory. Now, Remnant, we have that on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you if you'd like, and to keep in your Bible and to remind you, to help you to remember to pray it. We also want to encourage you to be reading your Bible. We have the 2025 Bible reading plan. We've sent hundreds of them out. We still have them available, and it's on the website as well. If you'd like, we'd be glad to send you a print copy. Or some people have ordered dozens to pass out. It's not too late to start. Again, it's a tool, a help for you to remember to read the Word. I want to start out this morning in Proverbs. Proverbs 18:12. We'll show that on the screen, but I think it applies so much today. We're seeing things that are happening that, well, it you would think people would be humbled, but all you hear is excuses. Anyway, let's take a look. Proverbs 18:12. Proverbs 18:12 says, "Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor." And you know, so much of the Proverbs is like that. It gives you the left and the right, the right and the left. If this, then that. Well, we're seeing destruction in the land, and so are we seeing hardy hearts or haughty hearts? And I think we are. Update on L.A., the major fires, worst fires ever. Got a couple graphics to share with you, just a couple of quick updates. Most destructive Southern California wildfires. Ranked by structures destroyed, the Eaton Fire and the Palisades Fire, which are both going on right now. I think the Eaton Fire is about 60% contained. That means it's still burning within, but it's not growing in 60% of the area. And then the Palisades Fire, you can see on the chart there the number of structures that have been burned. So over 12,000. The next three combined barely meet the number of structures that the Palisades Fire has destroyed. And the majority of those are people's homes. It just is. And so, and it's been, you could see, it's been several years, November 18, since the Woolsey Fire, 1,600 structures destroyed. And so, again, like we've said, these record, every year, record fires. Couple of quick updates. Firefighters are gaining ground on the raging California wildfires. The winds are subsiding, but as the human toll climbs. I think that last I'd seen was maybe 25 or 26 fatalities that they know of, but they still have a lot of searching to do. Recovery process long and arduous for the affected communities. The focus remains on containment, search and rescue, and supporting those impacted by the devastating event. And had one more picture there, just of the, that's the what is that, the highway, Interstate 1, Pacific Coast Highway, and you see just literally between the oceans and the interstate, both sides, and it just burned right down to that. So what a mess. What a mess. Again, I think that that verse in Proverbs comes to mind. Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. Now, whether we see any humility come out of that, don't know. I've seen things that are calling for the resignation of the female lesbian didn't earn it higher fire chief and her top two associates that are just like her. You know, LA thinks it's great to have 72 genders and lesbian fire chiefs, but they had no water in the hydrants. And you see these blurbs that no community could have fought all this fire, would have enough water for that. You go back to the very beginning. It's just been a mess of blunders. But that's what you get. You know, our pastor, he taught for so many years from this pulpit up here of that very thing, that when you turn away from God, it may be happy now. You may think that everything is just fine and dandy, and that's how L.A. was. Oh, look at us. We're DEI. We're just doing great, making everybody feel good. But when it comes down to it, you got the cities burning up. Anyway, and it's not just L.A. Did you hear about this? This got mentioned yesterday morning on Coffee with the Wranglers. Just happened Friday, south of San Francisco. Oh boy, it's a big one. Massive blaze engulfs one of the world's largest battery factories. These are batteries for EV vehicles. It's south of San Francisco. Evacuations, road closures begin as a fire engulfs the world's largest battery plant in California. Massive fire broke out at a California power plant early Friday morning, threatening one of the largest battery energy storage facilities in the world. The blaze began in a building containing, imagine this, lithium-ion batteries. Officials are not actively fighting the fire, Monterey Sheriff spokesperson said, and instead leaving the building and the batteries to burn on the advice of fire experts. That's because, and Jason, I think you mentioned it yesterday morning on Coffee. There's not enough water, and they're on the bay, to fight a lithium-ion fire. When you have a little spark, you can smother it. But when it's a fire like that, you can't. You have to use foam and all types of other things. And when it's a whole place burning down, and it's interesting this didn't take place in Alabama. Or Texas or somewhere, but just south of where these other massive fires are, actually north, I guess, north of L.A., but where these fires are going on, but it's south of San Francisco. It's like when it rains, it pours. Absolutely. And it is pouring on California right now. Will they continue in their haughtiness? Or will there be a little bit of humility there? We'll have to wait and see. Galatians 6, 8, and 9 came to mind. I included it right here. Galatians 6, 8, and 9 says, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." And that thought came to mind when I was putting this presentation together, because I think what we're seeing is that sowing to the flesh out there in California. And they are reaping corruption and destruction. No, not every single person out there, but that's how it works. That's how it works. When you have a state leadership that embraces sin as heavy as they do in California. And I know there's plenty of other states that are the same way. This state here, Colorado, is that way. with a flaming homosexual as the governor, and you look at the destruction and the devastation that is coming in on this state, in states like New York and huge cities like Chicago and Detroit and Minneapolis, and it is just becoming more and more evident. How about this? You know, Brother Paul talks on Saturday about what is it that God's doing, not necessarily what man's doing. Out in Hawaii, we talked to you a month ago about this volcano that's erupting. Guess what? It's still spewing lava. The eruption of the Kealua, I guess that's how you say it, Kealua volcano, I don't know. The summit eruption in Kealua volcano that began on December 23rd entered its fourth eruptive episode on January 15th. That was just this Wednesday. Continues this morning, I think this was Friday. All eruptive activity remains confined within Kealua-Pele, the summit caldera. Although persistent fountaining coupled with Kona winds has resulted in Pele's hair reported in some public areas within the national park and in nearby communities. And I got another picture of it there you could show, Jason. That means it's still erupting. It wasn't, see, when they first said it back in December, oh, it's just going to, this happens, and it erupts for a day or two, and then it, you know, it's just in the lava field, and that, still going on. So, the earth is shaking. Things are shaking and rattling and rolling and happening that, well, that don't always happen. We need to be aware and see these things. Zephaniah 2:3 came to mind. Zephaniah 2:3 says, "Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger." It may be. And of course, that's our hope. That's what we stand on. His word that says that. This ties in with Psalms 91. It ties in with so many of the promises for his people. Just like he says here, seek the Lord, seek righteousness, seek humility. You know, many times we get asked, what do we do? What should we be doing? We should be reading the word and obeying the word. And we take time to remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. There's tons of information there. The schedule, the broadcasts are there, the archives are there, and the SFAW Newswire. And so if you have things happening in your neck of the woods that you see maybe from your local news, forward them to us. You can email them to us at jason@sfaw.org, and we'll do our best to share them with the remnant. Many times, little things happen locally that that really are big things that would be good to share with the remnant. But if the mainstream media doesn't pick it up, then many times it's confined locally. And so hopefully this network website and the Newswire there is a way for you to share it with us so that we can share it with the remnant. So we hope you use that. Psalm 41:2 says, "The Lord will protect and preserve him. He will bless him in the land and refuse to surrender him to the will of his foes." And when I saw this, putting this together, that was encouraging to me. I hope it's encouraging to you that we have that promise. We see these shakings, rattlings, and rolls, these things going on in nature. We look to God for protection from them. But also, as it says there, that God will refuse to surrender us to the will of our foes, to the will of those that hate us. There's changes going on in this nation. I want to share a couple of them with you here. Saw this post from the New York Post I guess it was just Saturday, it says. The FDA may outlaw food dyes within weeks. Bombshell move would affect candy, soda, and cakes and revolutionize American diets. And there's lots out there there's changes happening. Changes happening in the American diet. I mean, the American diet's a horrible diet. It is. It is. But one of the main things that has happened, no more red dye number 3. This has been, you might say, under legislation for years. Red dye is in candy corn. It's in gummy bears. But they banned it. Food manufacturers have until January of 27 to remove the dye from their products. That's basically what they've got, 2 years to phase it completely out. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has officially banned red dye called Red Dye 3 or erythrosine, something like that, from foods, dietary supplements, and ingested medicines. Reported by the AP, food manufacturers must remove the dye from their products by January 27. Drug manufacturers have one more year to do so. All foods imported into the U.S. will also be subject to the new regulation. And again, no more red dye 3. That's good stuff. It's in all types of foods. It's a change. It's a change. This has been in the works for quite a while. But I think it's that more and more people have been, over the last few years, have realized that this crap in our foods should not be there, and it's getting a little bit out here, a little bit out there, and so it's better. Saw this also along the lines of, we'll call it, healthier foods, Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake's been around for a while. They're kind of all over the country. They are changing and now cooking their fries in beef tallow. They call it the authentic way. And that move comes amid the push to do away with seed oils. And so a couple quotes from them. It says, they say, our fries will now be cooked in an authentic way, 100% beef tallow, in order to achieve the highest quality and best taste, they say in a statement. By the end of February, all Steak and Shake restaurants will have shifted from frying in vegetable oil to frying in 100% all-natural beef tallow. Again, I don't remember the last time I've eaten a Steak and Shake. It's been years. We don't eat out a lot, mainly if we're traveling. But it's been years since. But this is good to see. It's a step in the right direction. Okay? It is. And I saw this list of best and worst cooking oils, and I was looking up when I was putting this together, and so I'll share it and read through it real quick. It's by no way inclusive. It may not be 100%, but it was put together, and I thought, you know, this does make kind of sense. The best oils to use: virgin coconut oil, avocado oil, macadamia nut oil, walnut, extra virgin olive oil, grass-fed ghee. Did I pronounce that right? Ghee? G-H-E-E, I think so. Ghee, butter, beef tallow. These are naturally occurring things. Now, the ones to avoid over on the right: corn oils, canola oils, peanut oils, soybean oils, safflower, sunflower, margarine, shortening, and any blend of the above. Those are cheaper oils. They are manufactured more so than like pressed out of olives for olive oil and coconut oil and things like that. I'd strongly suggest, we've been using coconut oil for years. I'd strongly suggest, if you're not, that you definitely work coconut oil into your regimen. Let it replace one of these seed oils. I think you'll have good results from that. You know, many times we think that, you know, the whole world's against us. What can we do? And sometimes it is that way. It sure seems that way. But it's encouraging to me to see these things happening on a nationwide scale, that I know families that I know of, part of the remnant, have already done these things. And it's things that we've been talking about, more natural eating and those type things. It's good to see it. It is. Could be going the other way. It could. One more scripture for you. You know, Gideon has sure been on my mind lately. The times of Gideon and what was going on there. And so here's Judges 6, 15 and 16. I'll read it here. It says, "But Lord," Gideon asks, "how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." And the Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together." And so I kind of put this out as a teaser as well, because I encourage you to read especially Judges 6, Judges 5, and Judges 6. Get the context for this quote from Gideon. Because Gideon was called a mighty warrior. He says, "I'm the least of the least. How can I be a mighty warrior?" But see, he understood that the reason they were in the turmoil they were in, he understood it. He understood that God had done it because of their sin. And I think that's for us today as well. Because when we realize that, and some of us have, and it's a strength for us, but when we realize that it's on us collectively as a nation, this new JERUSALEM, why these fires and invasions and all these health issues are coming upon us, it's because we've turned from Him. But see, in that is the solution as well. And it's turning back to Him, turning back to God, back to His Word. Well, that's all the time we've got this morning. Stay tuned. We've got more for you, a timeless pulpit truth, and then a new message for you right after that. So, again, thanks for joining us this January 19th, 2025. God bless.
Soldiers shouting holy prayers out loud, pour out holy hate and anger, be fervent, strong, and bold. Call down righteous fire from up above and yell fire in the hole. Fire in the hole, fire in the hole. Our Lord God Almighty is letting His wrath unfold. There's kingdom justice coming that can't be bought or sold. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God's fire is in the hole. Call down fire, God's fire. Call down fire in the hole. The snakes are running, not wanting to be found. See them seeking cover, trying to hide to go underground. Let anointing flow all around, their destruction's been foretold. Soldiers call the fire on down, put God's fire in the hole. Fire in the hole, fire in the hole. Our Lord God Almighty, righteous anger rolls. There's kingdom justice coming that can't be bought or sold. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God's fire is in the tears of hell. The fire is drawing closer, the heat's starting to swell. The flames are growing higher, Satan's going down, down, down,
down, down, down.
And you hear the Gideon chanting as Babylon hits the ground. Fire in the hole, fire in the hole. Our Lord God Almighty, fire removes the wicked souls. There's kingdom justice coming that can't be bought or sold. Hallelujah, hallelujah.